greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today is our own Michael Jackson Memorial. It's likely going to be different than the one in Los Angeles. If you recall, Michael Jackson lied repeatedly to you about the investigation into him molesting children. Michael Jackson is a homosexual child molester. He's a homosexual child molester. And if you recall, he stated, for example, this is back in 1995. Remember when the police took photographs of Michael Jackson's? I hate to talk about this. You might want to turn this off for a moment if you have kids listening. The police got a judge's authorization, search warrant, to take photographs of Michael Jackson's genitals. And that is because there was a young boy who had indicated that Michael Jackson had sexually molested him. And Michael Jackson lied about this, claiming that there were no marks on his body that linked him with the boy's accusation. And in fact, according to Vanity Fair, and this is from my notes and Al Six here, Al's brain, my notes on Michael Jackson, that Vanity Fair, September 1995, the Santa Barbara District Attorney, Tom Sneddon, stated that his statement, Michael Jackson's statement on TV, is untrue, and that the boy had drawn an accurate picture of a spot on Michael Jackson's private parts, later corroborated by a police photograph. So that there are millions around the world remembering, almost in a form of celebration, the death of Michael Jackson, when he should be remembered as a child molester. As you would remember a child molester, that's how Michael Jackson should be remembered, because otherwise we are lowering the protection, the boundary around children, when we celebrate the life of a man who is a homosexual child molester. Michael Jackson also lied when he said that nothing was found in the police search of his bedroom linking him to child molestation. Well, the police, according to the police, they found a book of photographs of nude boys, and that's the sort of book that has been constantly linked to pedophiles. It is perverse, it is wrong to have, to create, to publish a book of nude children. That's wrong. It doesn't matter that liberals defend that. They are in rebellion against God. It's part of their long war against God. And they're perverts when they say you should have the right to produce a book of nude photographs of children. They say, well, as long as it's not lurid. They're perverts. Michael Jackson was a homosexual child molester. Not all child molesters are homosexual. Some are heterosexual. Go back to our debate with homosexual activist Wayne Besson earlier this year. Just search at our website, kgov.com. Just search for Besson, B-E-S-E-N, and you will find my debate with him. And he denied that there could even be such a thing as a homosexual child molester. We pointed out that if there is a man who molests young girls, that would be a heterosexual child molester. If there's a woman that molests young boys, that would be a heterosexual child molester. If there's a man that only molests young boys, that would be a homosexual child molester. And if there were a woman who only molested young girls, she would be a lesbian child molester. But homosexuals will deny that that's even theoretically possible, because Wayne Besson, he's the queen of denial. So Michael Jackson lied, saying there was nothing that linked him to child molestation. He is a pervert who owned a book of naked boys, photographs of naked boys. That's according to USA Today, August 7th, 1995. And Michael Jackson also lied to you when he said that no other children had come forward. That was also a lie. We now know that he had negotiated a settlement of, what was it, $22 million with another boy who accused him of molestation. So in a moment, I want to play audio. We got to go back. You guys have that audio? We got to go back, what, 6 years to when here on Bob and Yurt Live, we placed a live call to Michael Jackson's attorney, Mark Garagos. We called his attorney's office, and I'm going to play you that call in just a moment. It's just 3 minutes long. But first, before we do that, back in 2005, we did place a call to the Santa Barbara District Attorney's Office. I've been out there, Santa Barbara, one of our longtime BEL supporters for, 15 years, lives just a block off the beach in Santa Barbara, beautiful home in a beautiful city. And I've been out there. I've done a few TV shows on one of their local TV stations. They're just in Santa Barbara. But we called the Santa Barbara District Attorney's Office and said, you know, we have kept our own file as part of our own research on Michael Jackson. And there were just three things that we'd be interested in sharing with them if they'd like to hear them. And they were very interested. So we gave them three items out of our BEL Michael Jackson file. One item was a page from a popular homosexual magazine. The magazine is called In Touch. And Michael Jackson was photographed at a popular homosexual vacation spot with his one arm around Aaron Light, who's a homosexual reporter, and his other arm around a young boy, seemed to be a local kid to this vacation spot. So that was one item they were interested in. Another was a news report which aired nationally, TV news report, showing Michael Jackson in a London toy store, and the store had closed down for him to bring a young boy shopping. You know how Michael Jackson would do that? He would pick that special boy and take him on a shopping spree. And the news footage, the video clip is airing, and it showed Jackson touching the boy to point out he wanted to show him a toy. And so with one arm, he's pointing to a toy like he's excited. He wants to show this boy that he's treating an opportunity of a lifetime to have Michael Jackson show you attention and to bring you on a shopping spree where he'll get you anything. I mean, Michael Jackson is one of the most self-indulgent people in the history of the world. He spent, over $1 billion on himself? $1 billion on, his wild lifestyle and shopping sprees. So he's going to show this boy a toy, and he points to the toy, and he taps the boy. He touches the boy on the arm to get his attention, to show him the toy, and the boy jerks away from Michael Jackson. He just jerks away from him. Like a child who doesn't appreciate a certain person touching him. And that's on national TV. It's on the news nationwide. And I remember seeing that news report, seeing it broadcast on a major news outlet, and saying, you know what? Michael Jackson has inappropriately touched or attempted to molest that boy, because that is so extraordinary that a boy being treated like a prince would behave that way to his benefactor. Michael Jackson is a homosexual child molester. And the third item we mentioned to the Santa Barbara District Attorney's Office is something you've seen with your own eyes, and I hope you recognized it as a child molestation, as a sexual assault of sorts. You know, not all sexual assaults, you have contact with the other person. You could be doing things to yourself that come out as a sexual assault on other people because you're doing it in front of them or toward them or at them. Sexual gestures. And this was in front of the world. And Michael Jackson, if you didn't recognize this, and if you were not angered and upset, Michael Jackson played you for the fool that you are, if you were not upset. This was during the Super Bowl halftime show that he did. Remember that? Back in 1991? Michael Jackson with who was around him on the stage? Scores of what? Children. With many children on the stage, Michael Jackson grabbing his genitals, grabbing his private parts, and thrusting his hips toward the cameras, toward you, as though this is some kind of acceptable behavior. And I don't know how many tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of young people imitated him in the subsequent years. I don't know. I don't watch rappers. I'm sure white rappers grab their crotch and thrust their crotch at others. But in the, tens of seconds of video clips I've seen, whether on news programs or whatever, of black musicians, I've seen them do that. And just by extrapolation, it's got to be tens of thousands of young black musicians have grabbed their crotch. And whether it's at a nightclub or at a concert or at a bar or at a party or at their homeboy's place on Friday night with their girlfriends around and grab their crotch and thrust their crotch, holding their crotch at other people in the room. You know, if a man did this in an office, he put on a little music during lunchtime and there's the secretary sitting across the room and he grabs his crotch and thrusts his crotch toward her. Do you think that'd be a sexual harassment? Of course it'd be sexual harassment. Does it matter if you do it in front of children because there's 400 million people watching? Does that mean it's not perverse? It's perverse. If you were not upset, you are a fool. You are a fool. You. I'm talking about you, the person listening right now to Bob Enyart Live. If you were not a fool, or if you defended Michael Jackson, or if you normalized that behavior in your own thinking, you are a fool. But you know what? There's hope for a fool, because the Bible says that a fool could be corrected. And I've been a fool. I'm sure there are areas in my life that I'm still a fool. But the Bible says in the book of Proverbs that if you refuse correction, you are stupid. Yeah, stupid. That's what the book of Proverbs says. And so when Michael Jackson grabbed his crotch and thrust his genitals at the general public, that was sexual harassment. But he played the nation, the world, for the fools that they are. And because he gets off especially doing that in front of children. And he got to touch himself and writhe to the music in front of kids, in front of you, in front of the country, in front of all the Republican Party, the Republican leaders, the conservative leaders, the Christian ministries. And I don't remember them condemning Michael Jackson for that kind of filth and perversion. He has been one of the greatest influences to drag the black community through the gutter, down the sewer, into the cesspool. And the white community also. And every other community. So then his attorney, Mark Geragos, back, 2003, right? He was on national TV. He said, if anybody besmirches Michael Jackson, if anybody makes accusations against Michael Jackson, he's going to come down on them like a ton of bricks. He's threatened a lawsuit. What, is he going to intimidate the whole country? So we called Mark Geragos, his law office, that day. It wasn't the plan to call. We just happened to call. So we have that You guys got that from, this is 6 years ago, on Bob and Yurt Live. All right, this program 6 years ago. So let's go to that cut.
Mark Garagos said today, that's Scott Peterson's attorney, Michael Jackson's attorney. It seems like he only represents people who are guilty, doesn't it? Right? A homosexual child molester, a murderer. Scott Peterson murdered his wife and his own baby, an adulterer. And who was that female actress who was the shoplifter? Winona Ryder? Does this guy only represent the guilty or what? Well, that's typical of defense attorneys, but maybe he only represents the blatantly guilty, I guess. So anyway, he said today, if you do anything to besmirch Michael Jackson's reputation, we will be on you like a ton of bricks. That he is going to sue anyone who disparages Michael Jackson. And so I thought before we started the show, I asked the engineer to pop in an extra audio tape to send a dub of the show to Mark Garagos at garagos@garagos.com is his email. And we've got his address here. I guess we'll just send him a copy of the tape since they probably can't monitor all talk shows in the whole country. Here it is right here on his website. 2 California Plaza, 350 South Grand Avenue, 39th floor, Los Angeles, California, 90071. Here's his phone number, 213-625-3900. Maybe we could try calling. I don't know if they answer their phones at this, but let's try it. 213. All right. 625-3900.
You have reached the law offices of Garagos and Garagos. If you know your party's extension, please press it now. If you would like to leave a message for the secretary to the criminal department, press 2. For the secretary to the civil department, press 3.
Civil.
For billing questions, press 4. Or press 0 to leave a message in the general mailbox.
Let's try criminal first.
Your call is being transferred.
This is Jocelyn.
Hi, Jocelyn. This is Bob and Yurt Live in Denver. We're on the radio right now, KLTT.
Uh-huh.
And responding to Mark Garago said today, if anyone would do anything to besmirch Michael Jackson's reputation, that he'd be on them like a ton of bricks. And we wanted to know if he has any guidelines, if we could figure out what we can do to qualify for one of the besmirchers.
You know, I really don't know, and Mark's not in right now. I can get a message over to him if you want.
All right. If you could just let him know that at Bob and Yurt Live in Denver, that we were broadcasting that Michael Jackson is a homosexual child molester. And if that qualifies, then it would be great for him to get in touch with us.
Let him know.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So Michael Jackson is a homosexual child molester, and to honor him is to hurt children. To honor him is to hurt children, and his defenders are attempting to normalize the kind of perverse behavior that Michael Jackson has even admitted to, that he had even admits to, like sleeping with boys. Now, people say, well, he was acquitted, and in the criminal trial, that's true. He was acquitted. You remember that the two of the jurors who voted to acquit Michael Jackson of child molestation then went public and said that they regretted their decision. Do you remember that? The Associated Press reported this. Jurors Ray Haltman and Eleanor Cook, they went on NBC, they went on MSNBC, they went on ABC's Good Morning America. On Good Morning America, Cook said that it was likely that Michael Jackson molested other children, but they pointed out on NBC's Today Show that the other jurors might be angry with them, but the other jurors ought to be ashamed They're the ones that let a pedophile go. And the point of Ray Holtman and Eleanor Cook basically was that they were manipulated. They were weak. And you know the way our system works. Jurors could think, well, this person is a homosexual child molester, but based on these instructions here, based on these instructions, if I look at it so narrowly, I have to let him go. I have to say not guilty, even though I think he's a homosexual child molester. Let's go to the phones in Denver. Susan, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Yes, sir. I would like to tell you something that you will not believe.
Yes, Susan, could you speak? Susan, could you speak a little louder?
Sure, I'm speaking as loud as I can.
Good job.
I'd like to tell you something that you nor your audience will believe.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I saw it on TBN. Christian television.
Yeah, well, then it's very possibly not true, but go ahead.
No, it's
true. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, in Christian television, about a year and a half ago, T.D. Jakes, I'm sure you've heard
oh,
of
yeah,
him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was having a telethon.
Yeah.
I call it a begathon.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a young black boy up there dancing, and he was grabbing his private part, just like Michael Jackson.
You know what? Yes. I believe you.
Okay.
Susan?
I turned to my husband and I said, did you see what I thought I saw?
Did you see what I thought I saw?
Yeah,
you know, Susan.
Said, yes.
Yeah, that's an example of Christian. There's T.D. Jakes.
Right.
Christian leader, especially in the black community, but beyond the black community.
Right.
Charismatic in Pentecostal circles.
And he endorsed Obama.
On the largest Christian TV network in the world has a young boy humiliating himself, doing such a despicable thing.
Uh-huh. I was actually embarrassed in front of my husband.
Of course. Normalizing that behavior and making a mockery of Christian broadcasting. And what other Christian leaders came out to correct T.D. Jakes?
No one.
You know what? They don't do it because
he has too much power.
If Dr. Dobson or if National Right to Life or Jay Sekulow, if they do something immoral, like break a promise made invoking God's name, then all Christian leaders, they have like an agreement. They all give one another a pass.
Of course.
Billy Graham published in his Billy Graham Christian Workers Handbook that as Christians, we can accept abortion, killing a child, if the child is handicapped.
Right.
You know, if he's not perfect, or if the father was a criminal, you can kill the child.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Robertson on CNN says, well, you know, China, they have a population problem, so we really should look the other way when they have forced abortion, not only kill their children, but force the mothers, strap them down to an operating table, and force the mothers to have their child killed within their own body, in their own womb. And Pat Robertson, with no correction from any Christian leader, says that.
I have no respect for almost any of, I mean, I bet I could count on one hand the respectable preachers that I am aware of.
I'm afraid that that is the case.
Right.
And God, in the Bible, God didn't say that the kings of Israel were above reproach. You couldn't accuse them of wrongdoing.
That's right.
The prophets were sometimes chastised. The apostles were chastised. The apostles chastised one another, but we have popes today, popes throughout Protestantism and Catholicism, leaders who cannot be corrected. If you correct them, then you are said to be somehow a bad representation of Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
But if you can't correct a Christian leader, you are elevating them above God. You're elevating them above the law of God and the principles of God.
I've corrected a few of them in my time.
Yeah.
I'm 72 years old, and I've corrected a few of them, and they've really turned on me.
Well,
and they
Susan,
showed their true colors.
That does happen. But you know what? When I correct another Christian, I've made it part of my life's experience to ask God, Lord God, am I being a hypocrite?
I prayed a lot before I did it.
Right. Am I doing this because I'm envious of their money or influence or fame or power? And do I do things that are worse than what I'm criticizing someone else for? Well, I want to thank you, Susan, for calling in, even though that's a horrific report. Thank you very much for your call. So Michael Jackson, remember he put out that album called Invincible, and he was asked in the media, why did you choose that name? And he said, I have been the artist with the longest career, and I am so proud and honored to be chosen from heaven to be invincible. Doesn't it remind you of nothing can sink the Titanic? Doesn't it remind you of that? Not even God could sink the Titanic. I don't like that. I don't like when they say about the American flag that it is worshipped and it will bow to no one. I don't like that kind of thing. And I don't like it, especially when it's said by a homosexual child molester. Michael Jackson said the songwriting process is hard to explain because it's very spiritual. You're in the hands of God as if it's all been written beforehand. You remember that? Michael Jackson saying it's like this, it's fate. It's like fatalism, right? Fate. It's like the songs have been written already in their entirety before you were even born. I feel guilty putting my name on the songs sometimes because I write them, I compose them, and score them, but it's all really the work of God. Wow. He also said, when I come to a town, I would love to see a children's festival and children's choirs singing my songs. Maybe create a children's day, a holiday, with parades and songs. Oh, I would love that. You know, in front of your eyes, Michael Jackson was a homosexual child molester. In front of your eyes, and if you did not object like Susan objected, what she saw from T.D. Jakes on TBN, then you're a fool. A fan asked Michael Jackson about changes in the music industry, and Jackson replied, the grass, the trees, the flowers, they're all influenced by the music. And one of his defenders in a London newspaper a week ago said, of course Michael Jackson is a homosexual, but he likes men that are a bit older than these accusers. He's a homosexual child molester. It's a tragedy.